501-770, and I'm back.
Okay, I'm still here.
Yeah, that was the guy I'm doing the job with. He's on his way. I'm just sitting over here waiting for him, eating my breakfast. So that's what I was doing, so. He'll be here in a bit. So, got one more lot to do up there, because chances are someone's probably getting fined because they, you know, didn't get it done, and the association's after them to do it, so. Sometimes we get a few, even into October.
Well, usually it should be that, usually by the time you hit October, it should be over with, but it doesn't seem to ever work out that way. It seems like it gets drier in October.
Yeah, some people hold out, you know, because some properties or stuff that's owned up there don't get done, so some people are like, why do I have to do it, you know, it's whole bunch of red tape, so not my problem. But yeah, that's we get some extra lots sometimes this time of the year.
Well, at least it's working out well for you. That's all that matters, you know. They want to work off of people's mess ups, you know, it works.
Yep, too true, that's for sure.
Of course, then again, it makes it a little bit more stuff dry enough to where what you're doing will make it more fire hazard for you.
Yeah, and the fire hazard's dropping a little bit, so I mean, it happens this time of the year. Makes me wonder if we're going to have a pretty bad winter this year and lots of snow, but we'll see.
Yeah, I know everybody looks down on that, but I never really do. I always look at it as a good thing when you have hard winters where you get a lot of snow and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. It's like more snowpack. The guy I work with, he's an avid snowmobiler, so he lives for the winter. So, yeah, I went my first day of learning snowmobile like 3 years ago, going up to the top of Pelican. I'm like, oh man, this is dicey. We were going around the Great Meadow and learned how to do that thing. I'm like, I'm into dirt bikes. I can ride dirt bikes pretty good. I'm like, I'm not used to the snowmobile stuff because I can get pretty crazy on a dirt bike and kind of miss having one, but snowmobile's pretty big and powerful, so, you know, got the hang of it before we went up the mountain, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, the snowmobiles can be almost more dangerous than a motorcycle.
Yeah, the one I was on was a Polaris, like, 2850 stroke or something. So, like, throws you back, and I'm like, oh, this is pretty fun. But we were trying to get into deep snow because it was starting to get pretty hot, and I'm like, so if it gets to 190, like, shut it off. I'm like, it's 180 on the snow and dumping snow on that radiator. It started cooling down, but it's like angry machine. And it had a headlight delete, so it actually got more air to the cooling components. So I think he still has that one, actually, but yeah, it was a long track snowmobile, so it was pretty long.
Yeah, and I've only been on one or two of them. I don't know, you know, a great deal about them other than I've seen guys that were pretty crazy on them. But that could be with anything, though, too, but still.
I've seen a video of a guy who's going up the face of Pelican, like that 1,000-foot, you know, slant all the way to the top. I mean, just full throttle. I'm like, oh, man, don't slow down or you're going to go 1,000 feet down. You have to get the snowmobile around and go down that thing, but that was crazy.